Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S. W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen and glory be to God. As we wait for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join us, I ask that wherever you listen to me, everyone, would you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this blessed night, this blessed day. For some, it's the evening time. For some, it's morning. But either time of the day, thank you for blessing us. And Father, we thank you for blessing us to assemble together once again. And once again, Lord, we declare that we can't know nothing without your Spirit. So, Lord, we need your Spirit to teach. We need your Spirit to reveal and open eyes, Lord God. Father, touch the speakers tonight as well as the hearers. So, Lord God, we just thank you for another blessed time and a blessed day to come together in the Word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for this blessed day. We are dealing with part 7 tonight of the Reformation. Okay, the Reformation. And, you know, we're going to talk about do the Roman Catholic Church have the authority from God? Okay. And what about those that come out of her, okay, per se, during the time of the Reformation? Now, I want to say this. For number one, she doesn't have the authority from God. Because remember, we went over with Revelation, I think that was Revelation 17, we went over there with you with, where that, you know, she is that evil church, the harlot. Amen. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless.
God bless you, brother. How are you today?
Another blessed day, brother. I'm blessing the Lord. Good to hear from you. Good that you are joining us today as we get ready to go into the Word of God. And once again, being able to deliver.
Amen.
The continuous pain to the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I thank God for this blessed day. And I know that Satan tried to get me off track today, had so much controversy on my job, it wasn't funny. And I had thought about it at the job. I said, I said, you know, this subject that we're on, he was trying to keep my head from being in the game. And I thought about it at work and all this, you know, stuff and going on and things like that, try to get you all upset so your mind can be on the other things other than this. And
amen.
I just have to say once again, Satan, you are defeated. Thank God that you are defeated. And we will continue
amen.
With this lesson today. Glory be to God. I want to turn to the book of Acts, chapter 13. The book of Acts, chapter 13. Amen. And for those of you got your Bibles, follow along with us. If you don't have a Bible, I pray you have a pencil and paper. Write these scriptures down. I want to bring a few scriptures before you before I turn it over to the hands of my brother. Acts, chapter 13. And I'm going to read verse 1 through 3 in Acts chapter 13. The word of God says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." Now, one more verse 4. "So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus." Now, notice that they were called of God into the place or the office that they were in. And along with that calling of God into that place comes authority. Okay?
Amen.
The Roman Catholic Church doesn't have that authority. In fact, when you look at the Roman Catholic Church, she have offices, quote, that's not even scripture.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we had went over Revelation 17 with you and show you that she is referred to as the whore that sitteth on many waters. And therefore, she doesn't have the authority. And get this, even those that came out of her, when you look at even your denominations, how they are set up, and I'm going to say this, and I know that some may get offended, and I want to reiterate again, we do have some brothers and sisters in Christ in these denominations, okay? I just want to reiterate. But the way the setup of the denominations is not set up by God. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, for example, as what we read here. Now, notice that Barnabas and Simon, all of them, they were called of God, and the Holy Ghost called them, okay? And they were given authority by the Spirit of God. They was not placed in a position by vote. They was not placed in a position because they had a feeling in their heart, oh, I just feel I need to be a prophet. No. They were called of God in that position. And many of these churches, and let's get real about it, you can go to what they call theological school and get a degree to be a pastor. Okay?
Amen.
Now, notice I say get a degree. I didn't say called of God. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Some of you may say, well, oh, okay, what you're against theological schools? No, I'm not against the schools. I'm against it, what they give in dealing with that. You have to be called of God into that position. And see, there's a lot of people who are in places where God did not call them. Some of them say, well, I went to theological school for this, to be a pastor. I said, well, did God call you to be a pastor? Well, I had this feeling in my heart. No, I'm not asking about the feeling in the heart. Okay? Do you know? Did you get a witness by the Spirit of God? Okay? Not in a position because someone said, you know, I feel like you'd be great for that job. You know, in a lot of your, for example, Baptist churches, you know, deacons are very much picked out. And what happens is, in some of them, they look and say, they say that, hey, if Brother Robert, he look like he a guy that come to service all the time, and he's on time, and, you know, and I think he make a good deacon. Now, notice that I didn't say anything by him being called of God, okay? And see, the many of the churches, they are set up that way. Not set up the way God set up. They set up, some of them, get this, if you take a questionnaire of 30-some questions and pass it, you can become and be put in the ministry. Now, like I said, I know that this is not a tasty message tonight, okay? But this is what's happening. Okay? This is what's happening.
Amen.
And it's not the setup of God. As we see here with the church here in Acts 13, these men were called of God by the Holy Ghost. He says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work I've called them to do. And the Bible says, so they're being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. So if you sent by the Holy Ghost, you got authority. Okay? If you're called of God, and whatever position you're in, you have been authorized by God to function in that position. Okay? You know, it's just like you think about it in the secular. If you are on a job, for example, there are some things that your supervisor can do that you can't do. There are some parts maybe in the building that he can go that you can't go.
Man.
Why? Because of his position gives him authority to do so. You don't have that authority. Now, just because you can physically walk in a place doesn't mean you authorized to walk in that place. That's a difference, okay? You know, it's just like everybody can't give sacrament, okay? Now, you may say, oh, man, I can get the tray and block. Well, you may be able to do it physically, but that don't mean you authorized to do it.
That's right.
Okay? Hallelujah. They're just like, for another example, God authorized for children to be born from a married couple, and he authorized married couple to have sexual relations. Okay?
Yeah.
But if you just got a boyfriend or girlfriend, you have sexual relations, you're not authorized.
That's right.
Okay. I know once again, I know this is not the meaty message. It's not the message that you with the flavor on it that you look for. But this is the word of truth.
Amen.
And even though the Roman Catholic Church are, quote, doing some things like they got authority, they don't have it. Why? Because Christ didn't set them up. Amen. He didn't set up the Roman Catholic Church. They doing their own thing. Why you think all these strange offices they got up in there? Cardinal. You don't find cardinal in the scripture. You don't find pope in there. You don't find archbishop. Okay? All these titles. You know, just like the what? Like Mormonism, like the Mormons. They had all those titles. Okay? Amen. And God give you scripture of offices that he calls. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember in the book of Chronicles, like I said, the Roman Catholic Church is trying to do stuff that they're not authorized by God to do, and including a lot of churches that have come out from her. Okay? Remember in the book of Chronicles, his name was Uzziah. He was the king. And Uzziah started off doing right in the sight of the Lord. And then all of a sudden, the Bible said he got strong. And when he got strong, he got lifted up in pride to destruction. And remember, he went into the temple and he burned incense where it was only authorized for the priest to do. Okay? Got lifted in pride. He started doing something he wasn't authorized to do. And remember, when the priest withstood him and letting them know, and I'm going to paraphrase and say, hey, you ain't got no authority to do this. It's only the priest to do that. Remember, he was struck with leprosy. Okay? It's a glory. It's a dangerous thing to be doing that which you're not authorized to do. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, on your job, if somebody telling you to do something, especially if they ain't got authority, but they telling you to do it and you go do it, you put yourself in trouble. What? Getting fired. Because when the head men say, hey, what you doing there? What you did? Well, so-and-so told me to do it. And they'll be like, who? Well, so-and-so. Hey, so-and-so ain't got no authority from us to even instruct you to do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And see, you have many of the churches. Listen, this is why Jesus is doing the work of restitution and restoration, and he's been doing it starting off by sending his heavenly messenger. Why? He didn't leave it between us. Why? Because we're too busy fighting and bickering.
Amen.
He said, even in sending his word through his angel, there are many that represent Christ, but the authority that Jesus has been sending from heaven through the Elijah gives you the right to represent Christ in his church and to build his kingdom here on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why even the churches that come out of her is not the set model. Why? Because they're not set up the way Christ set up. Listen, think about it, people. The scripture shows us that Christ established his church. Why would he establish a church and then go around and establish other churches that's not set up like the first one he set up? That's a God of confusion. You'd be like, wait a minute. Okay, God, which one is the right setup?
Right.
Once again, I know this is not a meaty message. I know this is not the message you want me to cook and feed you, but I got to feed it to you, okay? Got to get it over to you, okay?
Amen.
Well, Brother Lee said this is the castor. This is what's going. This is to clean you out. And see, some of you may be listening, and you big on the Roman Catholic Church, and they and all that, and they got display all this gold, and they tell you Jesus this and Jesus that. They have not been given the authority. Because one of the things is they're not set up the way Christ set up the church. And they're the ones that persecute the believers. Why would he turn around and give them authority? They persecuted his people.
Amen.
Had them killed. And you think our God is going to turn around and give them authority? Oh, I'm going to give you authority to set up my kingdom here on earth. Really? Not happening, people. Not happening. And many of the churches that come out of her are not set up. Why you think they run their own schedule? Amen. You got in many of the churches, guess who got the power? The deacon. He got more power than the pastor. If the people don't like you, if you're a pastor and the people don't like you, they ain't got to come to you.
Amen.
Just go to the deacon board. Tell the deacon, say, hey, we don't like him. Why? He eyes every time he be preaching.
Yeah.
And them deacons get together and vote you out.
Amen.
Now, if you want to go scripture with it, where do you find that? You don't. Amen. You don't find that. Many of the churches don't recognize all the offices of God anyhow. Okay? All of them don't recognize it. All of them don't acknowledge it. Okay?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Remember, in Matthew 18, Jesus said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Well, once again, the Roman Catholic Church don't go by this, and many of the churches that come out of her, and many of the denominations, they go by a feeling. Oh, I just feel like that I should be a pastor. No two or three witnesses or nothing, okay? Remember in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, remember God told Moses that Aaron, he called Aaron to what? To speak. He let Moses know. Whenever God calls anyone, he always told he would not leave himself without a witness. Okay? You know why he do that? Because some of everybody can come up and say, hey, God has called me to be a so-and-so. Oh, okay. And people just throw him in there. No, he doesn't do it without leaving himself a witness.
Amen.
Just like whatever God, that God had called me. For example, there was a time that I stepped into a place I had no business stepping into, and God chastised me. He said, put off that burden. You can't bear that burden now. Put that off. But then years down the road, I had different people say, oh, apostle this, apostle, hey, apostle.
And I had somebody say, hey, Apostle. I said, wait a minute. After so long, I said, man, why you keep calling me Apostle? He said, well, God revealed to me that you called to be an apostle. I said, oh, okay. And then he was like the second person. But when I went to a church conference and I'm seeing, I don't know, four or five different people saying they got the same thing. You know what I said? I didn't just jump the gun. I said, okay, I need to go ask the Lord about this. I said, 'cause too many people talking about this. See, one of those witnesses had to come to me in my spirit. But yet still, when it did came, I still had other witnesses, other people, that I was called to be an apostle, okay? So it wasn't just Brother Nate running up to him and saying, hey, I'm an apostle. I'm an apostle. I'm an apostle. Okay? God witnessed to others that it was true. That's why he said, beloved, lead not every spirit. In other words, God tells us, don't be naive. God is not raising a bunch of naive children.
Amen.
And see, even the Roman Catholic Church wants you to just believe because they said so. We're called to be archbishop. We're called to be a pope. Peter was a pope. No, he wasn't. He was an apostle.
Amen. Say it again.
Well, like I told you, I know this ain't the, you know, I know some of y'all might was looking for the sugar message, but this is not going to be it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's a dangerous thing when you're trying to do that, which God have not authorized you to do. That's where they're dealing with people performing sexual. You know, like I said, God ordained that, and he gave the authority to a husband and wife, okay? When you have boyfriend, girlfriends doing this, what? That's sin, okay? And you're trying to do that which God only authorized with married couples. And see, just like Uzziah was struck with leprosy, you can be struck with a curse too. And that's why, glory to God, the Roman Catholic Church is cursed. Because she's trying to do what God only authorized the church he set up to do. You get what I'm saying? Is she trying to do that? That's a no-no in the sight of God, okay? I know there's plenty of probably Catholic members, you know, probably really, really mad at me right now. But I love you in the Lord, but I have to tell you, you cannot trace the Roman Catholic Church in Scripture to Christ setting it up. In fact, of your denominations, you cannot trace it. And like I said, don't get me wrong. We have brothers and sisters in Christ in these denominations. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that ain't something that's not saved. But the overall setup of the church was not set up by Christ. Because you got to remember, the way they're set up is different from what you see in Scripture. And if God set them up when he had already set up the church the first time in Scripture, then our God is unstable. Because you will get a chance to say, God, wait a minute. Now you set the church up. For a man to come into the ministry, he has to be called. But if you set this church over here who says, hey, if we like you or if you got a feeling, you know, you could be in the ministry. Or if you go to theological school, you can be in the ministry. Now, if God set that up, then you see that there's a contradiction.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying that the other believers don't have a call on their life. They do. I'm telling you that. But the overall setup, listen, when the smoke clears, and at the end, when there's the Church of Christ, everybody's going to be in the right place. And this is why Jesus sent the authority from heaven through his angelical messaging. And all that's received its authority from Christ through the angelical messenger that received his way, not only is representing Christ, but representing Christ in his church and is got authority to build his kingdom here on earth. Because look at it. If all the churches try to, quote, build his kingdom on this earth, in the churches they're in, the people, they will build it their way. You understand what I'm saying? You still will have mass confusion. Oh, I hope somebody, you'll get it. Just keep praying. You'll get it. You'll get what I'm saying. Because it'd be mass confusion. Because just imagine if you had someone that was a Baptist building up the kingdom the way of the Baptist. And someone's a Methodist building up the kingdom where? The way of the Methodist. You're still going to have confusion. You're still going to have separation. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. When God, Jesus first established the church, he established the church to be one way, the way he set it up. That's the way he established it. Okay? Hallelujah. From faith all the way to eternal judgment.
Amen.
And even in the setting up of the ministry, all of that, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Roman Catholic Church don't have the authority because, listen, Christ didn't set up no church where you are worshiping Mary.
Amen.
Or worshiping Peter. He didn't set up no church like that. He didn't set no church up to commit idolatry.
Amen.
And if he didn't set it up, he definitely didn't give you authority. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. The Book of Acts church, people, look at it. They was given authority by God, authority by Jesus Christ. See, they preached the gospel of the kingdom. You know what the gospel of the kingdom, the full gospel of the kingdom was and what it did? It brought you under one church. Oh,
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told you this wasn't going to be a tasty message, okay? The pure gospel, the fullness of the gospel, before the Roman Catholic Church went in there and went to take his stuff out of the Bible, the fullness of the gospel, the true gospel, was a gospel of unity among Christians. It was not a gospel to preach separation of Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. That wasn't that type of gospel. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, I mean, hey, I understand, you know, some people, oh, there you go. He's trying to preach separation. No, well, I ain't trying to preach separation. We're doing a good job of that ourselves. Okay? I'm not trying to preach it. I'm letting you know that the gospel in its fullness and pureness was not a gospel of separating Christianity. Now, it's amazing how Christianity is broken up into so many groups and everybody's claiming to have the gospel. But why is it if we're all claiming to have the gospel, how come we're not together as one? Because that's what the gospel does.
Right.
He said what? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, right? That's what he said. Then he said what? One body. Now notice he had to say that. He said one body, okay? Hallelujah.
One body.
Glory. One body, not bunch of bodies. One body, okay? Hallelujah. And you say, well, how come even these the denominations, how come they ain't got this? How come they ain't got no revelation? Well, Matthew chapter 13, verse 15 says, "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." The people have closed their eyes.
Yes,
their ears are dull. Amen. There, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people in the vineyard God is dealing with, okay? But I watch his, quote, Christians who claim to be extremely close to God. And you said, why is that? Because my question to them is that if you're so close as you say, well, how come you're not calling Christianity to be together as one? Why are you staying so separated? And if you say that, well, it doesn't matter, then my question is, what gospel are you preaching? Because that's the problem. We talk about it don't matter. Yes, it do. It does matter. Okay? And we're talking about any time we can be gone. You think God is coming back for a fragmented church, broken up in pieces? Oh, my God. We have a lot to learn. We have a lot to learn. Glory. We got a lot to learn. So, people, I'm here to let you know. See, the Roman Catholic Church, they don't go by no calling of God, no revelation of the Lord. They ain't doing nothing like that. Okay? We make you Archbishop, Pope, and all that stuff our way, just like in many of the churches that come out of her, okay? Even during the time of Reformation, they put their people, they put people in offices same way, and same way with the churches, beyond with the churches today. You want to be in the ministry? Go pass the 40-question test. That's all you need. Or go to theological school. We'll give you about 2 or 3 years, you'll be a pastor. That's... God has a way that you come into the ministry. And first of all, you got to be called to be in the place that you at.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? I ain't talking about being in the place that you like to be. Okay? You got people in places that God ain't put them because I just feel like I should be an evangelist. Well, God may have you in mind to be a pastor. But you want to be an evangelist because that's what you feel in your heart. It ain't by witness of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And see, many of the churches, that's what they go by. They're not going about the inward witness. Mouth two or three witnesses, let everyone be established. Not going by that, going by their own way. And don't you dare go to them and tell them, hey, listen, you know, God said a mouth two or three. Well, I know God put it in my heart. That means shut up and don't tell me no more, okay? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So, I sum it up with this as I turn over to the hands of my brother. The Roman Catholic Church knows she was not authorized by God to build his kingdom here on earth. She is referred to as the whore that sit on many waters. If I didn't give no other proof of that, that should be proof enough right there. Okay? Because our God didn't establish no whore that sits on many waters. Okay? Hallelujah. And the churches are going to find out. That's why, hey, I love my brothers and sisters that talk about rapture and all that stuff, but I'm sorry. It's not happening the way the timing you think. God is coming back for a people, a unified people.
Amen.
He's given authority to build his kingdom here on earth, to build his kingdom, people. Amen. And the people that receive the authority, okay, they're going to build, they're building so Christianity can be one. Not say, hey, we part of the so-and-so association, come and join us. No. Hey, man, I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Hi, how are you guys out there? God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're talking about authority today, right? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know I like authority. You know I like authority because they tell you where you come from, where you came from, and who it is that has that authority, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So what we have been doing, we have been establishing the authority you, Jesus. We're not establishing our authority. Thank you, Jesus, but the authority of Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's the one that matters, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the 11th chapter of Matthew, and I'm going to start at, let me see what verse I'm going to start at. I guess I'll start the 8th verse, okay? The 8th verse of 11th chapter of Matthew. Thank you, Jesus. To the 14th verse. Okay, so 8 to 14, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. This is Jesus speaking, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. 9th verse. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people don't know what they're going out to see. They don't know what they really should be seeking in these days, okay? They don't know what they should be. But they're not seeking the things that they should be seeking. They're seeking the church that appeals to their desire.
Amen.
They're seeking a building that they like to look at, okay? That's what they look. That's what they seeking, okay? They seeking a man who looks appealing to them, okay? Who's got a big bright smile in his face, okay? And and speak smooth things. This is what they're looking for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And they don't care about whether this man has authority or not. They don't care whether he's sin of God. All they care is, oh, he sounds good.
Amen.
He sounds
Amen.
Good. They don't care whether they know what he's saying or not. They could not even understand a thing he's saying. Just the manner he's saying it in appeals to them. Okay? Okay.
Amen.
That's how flesh works, okay? It works on senses, seeing, okay, smelling, okay, sensing. I like the way that sound. I like the way that look. I like the way, I think that would be good. That's what,
Amen.
That is what fooled Adam and Eve, okay? It didn't fool Adam, it fooled Eve. It will keep Eve, okay? Because Eve, when she saw the fruit, And she looked at it, and the devil explained to her that, oh, God just don't want you to know these things, okay? Because he know that you'll be smart like him. That's what the devil
yeah.
actually said to her, okay? The devil know that you'll be like him. The devil said that God knows that you'll be like him, knowing good and evil.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
And then Eve said, that does look like a good fruit. I think I'll go for it. I want to be like God. So she fell into the same trap that the devil fell in, okay? Now the devil created his own trap. But the devil liked it nothing better than for other people to fall into the trap that he had set for them, okay? And so he talks you into following him, okay? And so with this church, okay? Thank you, G. Let's get back to this, okay? You're in the tenth verse of this 11th chapter of Matthew. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Why did Jesus say this? Oh, man. And you guys have been fighting against this. You ain't can't say you haven't. Many of you have been fighting against this word. The word, very word that Jesus Christ said, you've been fighting against it. Or you try to invent some other, hallelujah, some other kind of outlook that you set in your mind and your heart so that you won't come to the right conclusion. The devil don't want you to come to the right conclusion that Jesus Christ sent John the Baptist to precede him, okay? Hallelujah. To go before him in the spirit and power of the Elias. And all these things that he said about John, okay? Now, John is not due any type of, hallelujah, glory. He ain't do no honor, okay, for these things, okay? Because this is God's doing. He's just a servant. That's what he is. He'll tell you the same thing himself. But this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face. He called him a messenger. You know what the word for messenger is? Angel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, this is Jesus Christ continuing on, among them that are born of men, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Why did the Lord say that? Because that's the way it is.
Amen.
Because God give you a calling, don't mean that you're greater than everybody else. The greater you are, the more humbler you're going to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. That's the way it is. You humble yourself. The greater your calling is, you see how the prophets did whatever God told them to do, went wherever God told them to go. Hallelujah. Even though they knew that their head was on the chopping block, and they knew that when they were going to these places, God sent them, that they were in danger because of the word. But they went because the Lord God sent them. Hallelujah. That's the power of God's word. Yes, Lord, I go.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And that's supposed to be obedience of God's people. To go wherever God send them, okay? That's where God's word is supposed to work. You ain't supposed to have no opinion of your own, but you do. That means you ain't come to the place you're supposed to come to be a servant of Christ. You can't. If you got your own opinion, then you're going to keep going your own way. And you're going to build your own churches, and you're going to take the piece of the gospel that you want, and you're going to set up your own authority, and your authority in your mind is going to supersede the authority of the word of God and God and Jesus Christ. See, that's what the church has done. Their bylaws, everything that they have, that they hold, hallelujah, they believe these things are more, hallelujah, authoritative than God's word, than God's Holy Spirit, than God himself. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why you get the Catholic Church. That's exactly how you get the Catholic Church, the same way you got these little churches. And from this is the 12th verse right here now. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. What suffered violence? The kingdom of heaven. Not the
Amen.
Kingdom of this earth. The kingdom of heaven. That means God's people suffered violence. And the violence taking it by force. That's where the Roman Catholic Church came in, okay? That's the devil used the Rome to bring in, hallelujah, to take over the church. Constantine to take over the church, and then, but before he sent Constantine to take over the church, what did he do to the church? He stamped most of the church out. He destroyed the body of Christ. Hallelujah. He persecuted them to death. He martyred them, okay? And then he rose up later on in 669 AD and said, I am the church. After he wiped
Amen.
Out the last church, the last existing church, he stood up and said, I got authority now. can't nobody stand against me. I got rid of all the churches. I wiped them all out. ain't none of them left now. And I got that last one that was in England. I wiped him out. So can't nobody dispute me. That devil, he's cunning. Thank you, Jesus. But this is what he did. The 13th verse says, for all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. Now, they ain't prophesying to John just because they prophesying until John, okay, come, okay? They not just prophesying because of John, okay? They prophesying because of the work that John has to do, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And we talking about the work of restoration here, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going through all of these things that we've gone through to tell you why there has to be a restoration of all things. If there has to be a restoration of all things, that means that all things must have been taken away.
Yeah.
Right? So if there's no reason for a restoration, why is Jesus Christ going through all of this stuff talking about John the Baptist and through the Luke setting up the Gospels in Luke, hallelujah, Mark, John, hallelujah, Matthew, telling about all these things? Why would God go through all of this trouble to set these things down so that you could understand, hallelujah, what's going on here? And all you got to do, if you lack understanding, ask he who wrote this, that had these scriptures wrote.
Amen.
If you lack understanding, ask God who had the scriptures wrote, who inspired the scriptures. The Holy Ghost, God's Spirit.
Amen.
God is the one that inspired these things. So if you want to know something, why are you asking a man? Why are you asking a theologian? Okay, it's all right to ask him some things, okay? But I'm talking about the final authority of God's word is God. Ask him. If you ask Jesus, if you ask God, he'll give you confirmation 3 or 4 different ways. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
He'll give you conversion. He'll give you understanding. He'll give you a light. He'll give you, hallelujah, because the thing we're telling you, okay, the restoration has to be and has not been yet, okay? It's been partially, but you don't even know that partially part. And the people that received it don't even know of it, okay, really?
Amen.
Still walking in ignorance. The very people that God gave the restoration to is still walking in ignorance. Because they taking a piece of the gospel that they like, and that's the part that they upholding. And you know who you are. I'm gonna tell you what you do, what you go by. Okay, this is your main thing, priesthood authority. You know who you are. Priesthood authority. That's the thing. Priesthood authority. Priesthood authority. Priesthood authority. And that's only one part. And you're not even doing that part justice, because in order to have the real priesthood authority, you have to walk in the true, pure love of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to love the body of Christ just the same way Jesus Christ loved the body of Christ. Okay? You have to love the world and be willing to die for the world the same way Jesus Christ did, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to be willing to forgive your enemies like Jesus Christ. That's his gospel. Hallelujah. But these churches divided, the very reason that you are divided means that you are not together. Thank you, Jesus. Means that you have not been. That means that you have not reconciled, you have not forgiven one another, mean that you are not of the same fold. means that you are scattered. Thank you, Jesus, that you are confused, that you are mixed up. Glory to the Lamb. And you need somebody to straighten you out. And that's
Amen.
What this restoration is all about. Thank you, Jesus. You need somebody to lead you in the right way because you're refusing to walk in the way of Christ. And you think you can just look at, go to church, okay, a certain church, and that church will lead you. A church can't lead you. Only Christ can lead you, okay? Some things you have to receive by the Holy Ghost. And I can say, everything you have to receive, if you receive it, you have to receive it by the Holy Ghost and by the Spirit of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. We're not trying to hurt fellow brethren in Christ, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We don't want to hurt you. Hallelujah. We would pray. We pray for you. We would that God would open your eyes and your understanding that you can understand that God don't want his people divided. That's a sin. And that means
Amen.
You're walking in unbelief. That means that you're not walking according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means that you're walking contrary to what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, if you don't forgive your brethren, neither will I forgive you. So if you don't forgive me, hallelujah, and you can't come to you, and you can't be, you cannot find yourself forgiving me, okay, and reconciling with me. If you can't reconcile with me, okay, then that means that, hallelujah, there's something in you that should not be in you. That means the devil is
Amen.
Calling the shots there, okay? Because if you don't have the power of forgiveness, that's everything right there. If you ain't got the power to forgive me, how far can you go? Where will you go, okay? You have to consider these things. Where will you go if Jesus Christ said himself, if you don't forgive me, you will not be forgiven. If you don't forgive your enemies, hallelujah, their trespasses against you, neither will I forgive you. So if you haven't been forgiving somebody for years and years and years, I don't care what they did. I don't
Amen.
Care if they killed your best friend. I don't care if they killed your mama. Okay, that sounds harsh. I don't care who they. I don't care if they killed your best dog. Okay. If they killed
Amen.
Your little child, you're supposed to have power to forgive. You call yourself a saved person, you're supposed to be able to forgive. Well, if you don't forgive, what Jesus said simply, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you. So now you've been walking around with all this, and Jesus said, don't let that, what the scripture said in Ephesians, said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Right?
Amen.
And
Amen.
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Thank you, Jesus. But be reconciled one to another, okay? This is our work, okay? In Second Corinthians, it says, hallelujah, in the fifth chapter, it talks about our work, and that our work is a work of reconciliation and forgiveness. This is our work toward all mankind. That's our work. Our work ain't to have church, ain't to sit there and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, it's good to praise the Lord, okay? But that ain't odd to beat on a tambourine or to see who can use the best singer in the world, okay? That ain't what we're supposed to be doing. What we're supposed to be doing, our work is a work of reconciliation and forgiveness and restoration. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But either you are able to do this or you're not able to do this. And if you're not able to do it, then you have to come to it. And you have to know how to come to it, and you have to work on coming to this. Okay? You got to work on had to do doing what Jesus Christ said in the fifth chapter of Matthew, sixth chapter of Matthew, seventh chapter of Matthew. Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to work on those things. You have to work on what Jesus Christ said. Hallelujah. In the 14th chapter of John, 15th, 16th, 17th chapter of John. That's what you got to work on. Becoming one with Jesus. And you're not one with him if you don't forgive one another and love one another and come together as one fold, as one sheep, as one, hallelujah, people of God, as one body of Christ, as one temple of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
That's where I'm going to leave it right there, brothers. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Take it away, brother, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God for another blessed message. I pray that all of you would tune in and listen as my brother came with the word today. It's vitally important that that we understand that my brother and I, we're giving you and showing you, as my brother said, why there has to be a restoration. Okay? And we're answering the question at the same time, why is Christianity so separate? Because as my brother told you, the restoration has not been complete. When the restoration is complete, then there will be a unified Christianity, okay, yeah. When it's complete. But now, so far, but it will be, it's not complete. Amen.
Amen.
And there, at the same time with the thing that happened to the early church, you're seeing the results today. Of what happened, okay? People, there has to be a restoration, okay?
Yes.
It has to be. It is a must, okay?
Amen.
It got to happen. And I know some of you thinking, well, everything's all right with the Lord. You know, God just, he loves his people and everything. Yeah, he loves his people. But he is not pleased with the condition of Christianity as a whole.
Man.
We're separated.
Man.
Okay? Come on, people. We gotta think for a moment here, okay? In heaven, where God at, you don't read in the scripture nothing about their separation. The last person we know that tried to start separation, he got evicted. And his buddies.
It is.
The landlord put him out the house.
Right, get out.
Got him out of there.
Amen.
That's the last person we know. And so far, the only person we know that try to get some kind of separation going. Now, if God wasn't going for it in heaven, and here the body's supposed to be extension of the kingdom here on earth, what makes us think he'd go for it here on earth? Does not the Bible say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
It is in heaven.
Well, ain't no separation in heaven. Ain't nobody saying,
man,
okay, our group is over here, and y'all group is over there. Ain't nobody doing that in heaven.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
But it's happening here on earth among those that proclaim Christianity. Now, this is the kind of message that'll make some brothers and sisters not want to have nothing else to do with you. Now, I'm just being straight and honest with you.
Amen.
Because they feel you're trying to get something started. So you start talking this, what we're talking tonight, you know, they're going to have fun with you, they'll get away. But those who really love truth, and it's amazing to me, as separate as we are, that none of your big-time televangelists and all that never say, hey, you know, I saw God and asked God, why are we so separate? Have you ever thought about that? Why hadn't they asked God about why we're so divided?
Yeah.
Because they are comfortable in the division.
Man.
Oh, I know some of y'all say, oh, you just talking. Okay. Once again, these last days, the truth is going to come out.
Yes.
You're going to find some people who claim to be Christians, they're going to let you know we don't want to come together. We happy
right.
being in the place we in.
Amen.
And some of y'all think I'm being far-fetched. I'm telling you, this is going to come out.
Yes.
They're going to say, we don't want to come together. No.
Yeah.
We happy in the place we at. And we know God is happy. There's no way God's sending a message calling Christianity together. There's no way. That's what they're going to tell you. Amen. Any loving father who have a household of not just a wife, but kids, seeing his kids all separated and divided doesn't please his heart. That's any loving father. Now, you got some fathers in the household don't love, don't care nothing about the kids. They can be all separated, hitting one another in the eye and drop kicking each other. For all they care, they out just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
But any loving father that looks at his family and see them separated, it grieves his heart. Well, guess what? It's grieved
yes.
God.
Yes.
God is, man, I'm telling you. Now, I'm not saying he's sitting up in heaven moping, but it grieves him to see his people separated.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because he says, I can't send a word through so-and-so because the person I want to send the word to is part of a, quote, denomination, some kind of church, and they ain't going to accept it because it comes from someone that's not of their church. You think that don't grieve God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
I can't send a message to so-and-so because of his skin color. They won't accept it. He's either too dark or too light. They ain't going to accept it. So, yeah, they grieve God.
Amen.
People, that's why there must be a restoration. The true church got to rise because this imposter church is have been telling people for years that they are Christ's church on this earth. That's why the true church has to be restored and has to rise up. Okay.
Yes.
It gotta happen, people, because the Roman Catholic Church have told everybody they're over all Christianity. Here on earth. And your big televangelist who should have opened their mouth and said something hadn't said a word. And many of them acknowledged the Roman Catholic Church as being over all Christianity. And to them, they needed no proof. They ain't look up a scripture or nothing.
Amen.
The Pope tells them, hey, I'm over all Christianity. And they don't say nothing. Now, me and Brother Robert get up there and say, we over all Christianity. We get lettuce, tomatoes, eggs, stones, bricks, all that thrown at us.
Well,
and then we'll be called an imposter. And everything. And then they want to lock us up and throw us in jail. I'm talking about the church folks. I ain't talking about the sinner. The sinner just be looking like, okay, what's going on? But the church folks, Lock them up. Get rid of them. They crazy. But yet the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church, boldly, no hesitation, and said, hey,
yeah,
we over all. God put us over all. And nobody rose up to say what? Nobody rose up to say that.
Nobody did. Nobody.
Silence of the lambs. No word. Period. So you got to understand why the true church, the restored church, has to rise. And even though we got Christians here on earth, we're silent and we're letting that church speak something that is not of God and make a claim of that before the sinner.
Yes, Jesus.
They telling the sinner man, God has put us in control.
Hallelujah.
So go to a man sitting in the booth and you call him father. And when you call him father, you say, forgive me, I have sinned. And this man acts like God and say, hey, you're forgiven. And notice, you're forgiven without dedicating your life. You notice that.
Amen.
You just go in the booth. And you say, father, forgive me. I've been shooting folks. I've been doing this and that. Oh, my son, you are forgiven. Now they leave out of the, they leave out of the booth. Whew, I feel better. Nothing but no dedication to Christ or living in holiness. And each time they do something, they can just run in there and call father. And they call him father.
Amen.
And it's not a question. Like I said, they tell you this openly, people.
Yes.
That's another offer they got. Father so-and-so. Father this. And they tell it openly. And the Christian church have hid. Instead of just letting the sinner know. Now the sinner man's thinking that, okay, the Roman Catholic Church got to be the place then, you know. They said God has sent them on earth. Well, what are y'all Christians doing here? If they said if they've been sent on earth, what are y'all Christians doing here? Oh, we just fighting each other. That's all.
Amen.
The true church has to be restored. God has to unveil this fake. Do you understand what I'm saying? He got to unveil. He got to unmask the fake. The fake has risen up and said, hey, I am of God, and God has put me on this place on this earth to be over all the churches. And see, God has to unveil the fake. And in order for him to unveil the fake, the truth has to rise.
Yeah.
It got to rise, people. There has to be a restoration of the church that Christ set up that the people may see the difference. Okay?
Amen.
Because anytime you telling people that God has set you here on earth and you've been molesting people for years, what do you think that's doing to people? It's confusing them.
Amen.
And then you didn't run around and told folks that God had made you that way, which now you have put God as an accomplice to someone getting molested.
Amen.
And you're saying that you are the church that God has set on earth. Now, what are you doing? You're confusing people. And you're getting them to a point where they're going to start thinking God is evil. Oh, he's evil, man. I can't go through that. Man, I can't do that, man. Man, how could God do something like that? We're going. That's why the church that Christ set up has to rise.
Yes.
It has to be restored. It has to rise. It has to show itself here on earth. Right now, she's still the woman in Revelation 12 ran in the wilderness and ran away from the scene of man. That's what she's doing today. She hides.
Yes.
Yeah. CNN News is coming up to us and say, hey, what do you think about same-sex marriage? And we put our head in the sand like the ostrich. Just bloop, put it down in the sand.
I don't know.
Don't want to even answer the question, okay?
Yeah.
And the Roman Catholic Church for years was like talking like they was against homosexuality, but notice how more of the truth is coming out.
Amen.
It's coming out, people. And I know that the Pope is saying stuff to shake up his own church, the Roman Catholic Church, but you know what's going to happen before it's all said and done? They're going to jump on board with them completely, okay? It's going to be a complete jump on.
Amen.
People,
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Don't think for all these years, when they were molesting those people, don't you think that the, quote, higher-ups in the church or the Roman Catholic Church didn't know it. Don't you think that? Don't you believe that?
Yes, they did know. They knew it.
They might have put those disfiguring looks on their face like they were confused or they like they were shocked that the person was doing it. Don't you be deceived by that.
They probably did themselves.
And act like they
Amen.
Didn't know. Oh, well, I didn't know. Okay. Thinking that, I'm telling you, God is unleashing it. And like I said, and I get ready to close with this. They took that big hit, what, 2 or 3 years ago, when all those priests got exposed, when those people started coming forward, they took a hit. They took a big hit. So the Pope was like, hey, I got to get our image back.
Yep.
So what is he doing now? He's siding with that which is abominable.
Okay.
Because
yes.
Remember, the world all on my side.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And since the world find out that we were molesting people, okay, we were doing the no-no where in the open, in front of them, we were playing like we were so holy, but behind the scene, we were doing the no-no, and since we got hit like that, the Pope said, I got to go build our image back up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best way to do it? Well, let's side with the LGBTQ community. Let's do all that.
Yeah.
Let's tell them that God made you that way.
Amen. Give them an excuse.
Hallelujah. They claiming God made an abomination. The same God that said that act was an abomination, but he made you one. Come on, people. When the Pope said that, did you see anywhere on the news? Did you hear from a Joel Osteen or a T.D. Jackson? Did you hear from any of them? When the news 2018 and told that, I didn't hear nothing from them. They had a big enough platform, trust me. They had a big enough platform to say something, but none of it was said. I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, as we come to an end, Lord God, hallelujah, of these words of Christ, oh Lord God, the truth of Christ, of this, hallelujah, speaking of your word and of the revealing of your restoration, oh Lord God, and restitution of all things, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that the people, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God, to these words may receive them in the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost, through faith, O Lord God, on the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might receive him, O Lord God, with all understanding, with all knowledge, with all enlightenment, O Lord God, that they may be planted deep in their hearts, O Lord God, take root, deep root in their hearts, Lord God, and stabilize them, Lord God, and bring them, Lord God, hallelujah, closer to you, Lord Jesus. Draw them to thee, O Lord God, not to us, not to the church, but to you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For you are, Hallelujah, the word. You are the truth. You are the light. Hallelujah, you are, hallelujah, the life of men, Lord God. Besides you, there is none other, Lord God. And we trust in you, Lord Jesus. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. We trust in you, Lord God, to lead us, guide us, direct us, Lord God. Hallelujah, and to all truth. And besides you, there is no other, Lord God. You are the shepherd of your people, Lord God, the only shepherd. There is no other, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we bless and sanctify your name and give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. So, Lord God, bring them back again, O Lord God, all those, Lord God, that are listening. Bring them back again to hear your word, to partake of your word, to be planted deep, hallelujah, in your word, and for your word to be planted deep in them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank God for the blessed word. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. And Saturday, my brother and I, we will be back once again with the word of God for you Saturday from 6 to 6:30. And also Heart to Heart Saturday night, 7 to 8:30. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.